Blog Talk Radio.
Rob?
What's going on, Doctor?
You ready?
Well, yeah, let's get this party started.
Here we go.
That's not kicking in. And a sad little challenge here. Hold on, I don't hear the block top thing dropping in. But all right, guess we'll keep it going. My little Robbie still with me?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Here we go. Okay. Cool. I've got one of my little headsets. Anyway, man, I don't hear any audio on our side, so I guess we're gonna kick it right off. It's kind of weird. What's going on? But anyway. I'm used to my little talking sports thing dropping off, but that was kind of weird. I was having some problems logging on in America, so I apologize. We don't get started, but welcome, of course, to Talking Sports with the 12th Man. I'm going to try this one more time just to make sure it's kicking off. If worst comes to worst, we'll get the party started, and yeah, it's okay. We'll have some problems. Anyway, welcome, of course, to Talking Sports with the 12th Man. I am Andre Peterson, joined by Mr. Robert Ford. And, of course, we are ready to recap another great edition of Talking Sports 12. Today is July the 2nd. We got to show some love to Mr. Robert Forks. I guess somebody's birthday is going to be coming up pretty soon. Is that correct, sir?
Oh, yeah, man. Ready to get it going. Doc got a great celebration going on this weekend, man. Ready to get it going.
That's what it's all about. As always, we want to thank everyone for tuning in. For those that want to call into the show, we're going to throw out a couple of numbers for you guys. Number to call into the show live, we're going to talk about a lot of good topics. We'll talk about those in a quick second. But to call into the show, the number to call is 424-243-9519. We're also on Facebook, Twitter. On Twitter, you can follow us at 12th Man Sports. If you want to follow us via Facebook, go to facebook.com/talkingsports, 12th Man or 12th Man Sports, or Talking Sports for 12th Man, excuse me. And you'll definitely be able to find us, all that good jazz. So let's go ahead and get started. We're going to recap a lot of different things that's been happening, obviously, some topics for the night. I'm very curious to hear about some NBA free agency talk. We're going to talk about that. There was a big trade that just happened pretty recently. We're going to go over that. We're also going to do a recap of the NBA draft, which is pretty big. Dwight Howard meeting with a couple teams, and also we're going to dive into the some NFL Super Bowl predictions because, obviously, football is right around the corner, so we got a lot of things to discuss. So without further ado, sir, let's talk real quick about some free agency moves. Obviously, Eric Bledsoe getting traded. Did you see this coming, Rob? I don't know if this is one of those things where we're kind of surprised. Interesting news to kind of kick us off for our show, obviously.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, this was kind of in the works all along for the Clippers. Obviously, Eric Bledsoe, a lot of personnel directors in the NBA thinks he's a starting point guard in the NBA, but obviously he can't crack the starting lineup when Chris Paul is ahead of him. So if it's going to come a time for the Clippers, we're either going to have to pay him starter money or trade him, and that's what it basically came down to. They couldn't keep him on their roster and pay them a starting caliber contract. I don't think they intended to trade him to a team in the division, but sometimes you just got to take the best offer available. And so, obviously, the Clippers move Eric Bledsoe and Caron Butler over to Phoenix, and the Clippers will receive J.J. Redick from Milwaukee and also Jared Dudley from Phoenix. And Milwaukee will receive 2 second-round picks. I think when you evaluate this trade, you have to wonder, the Clippers give up 2 players that can get to the basket and Bledsoe and Butler for really 2 shooters in Dudley and Redick. And I think if you really evaluate this trade, I think Phoenix is the winner here because you're getting a couple of players. Eric Bledsoe come in and be your starting point guard. And now you're getting a player like Caron Butler who can also start at the 3 for you as well. Well, I think when you look at the Clippers, J.J. Redick and Jared Dudley are guys that can just spot up and shoot the ball coming off the bench, which is, you know, kind of good when you have a point guard like Chris Paul who can penetrate and kick out to some guys like that. But I still think overall, you got to look at the Phoenix Suns as the winner of this particular trade.
We like it, man. So, you know, I think that's interesting, too, as well, because there's been a lot of movement, obviously, as we didn't, if you didn't know, now you know that Doc Rivers has definitely been the coach of the Clippers. Chris Paul looks like he's going to go back. So, like you said, it kind of changes the dynamics of the team, Rob. And, you know, like I said, maybe they saw that, you know, they're going to either make some moves here. Eric Bledsoe was definitely, like you said, not getting any more playing time. So, you know, they make a good move. And so you said you think the Phoenix Suns got the best, better end of the deal?
Of this particular deal, no, I'm not saying the Phoenix Suns are going to be winning championships, obviously, with this deal or anything like that.
Not at all.
But I think when you evaluate this trade, they seem to be the team that's got the most out of the trade. And like I said, I think the Clippers just got a couple of players who can spot up and shoot the ball.
Very, very interesting. So any surprises? I know we kind of talked about Mr. Doc Rivers making that move. I guess, you know, who's going to be next in line? Have you heard anything about the next coach of the Boston Celtics? Anything we're looking at with that? I mean, what do you think is going to go on? There's a lot of different movements. Celtics went from one of the oldest teams to obviously looking like they don't have any players now. I mean, obviously you got Jeff Green and, you know, obviously we got Rondo, but and there's, you know, Jared Sullender, a couple of players right now, but, you know, they definitely kind of changed the dynamics of the team very, very quickly, sir.
Well, yeah, I think when you look at the Boston Celtics here, one guy that they are evaluating is another Spurs assistant coach, Brent Brown. And so right now it seems as though he may be the favorite for the job. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. But, you know, as you know, in Atlanta, of course, hiring a Spurs assistant seems to be pretty popular. And he seems to be the favorite at the moment. And but Danny Ainge looks like he's taking his time right now.
We are making some good moves, and I like where like you said, we'll see what's going to happen in that instance too. But, man, a lot of surprising moves. Let's keep it moving here, and I know we've got some interesting stuff to talk about regarding a lot of things that's been going on. We've been talking about some free agency movement. We've been talking about we're thinking about, obviously, some updates what's going on, and I don't know if Rob can give an update as far as what's going on in free agency. I mean, obviously, Andre Iguodala, you know, there's talks about he may be returning back to Denver. I know that's not something you want to hear as a Pelicans fan. You know, there's been some moves. Obviously, you saw David West got re-upped with the Pacers. Anything you want to comment on in particular as we kind of talk about some updates in the NBA free agency world?
Well, yeah, actually, I think we got a lot we can kind of cover and talk about.
Yeah.
On this particular front, I mean, a lot of moves. You look at Chase Budinger, who was kind of injury-prone this past season. He's re-up with the T-Wolves, great spot-up shooter with the Timberwolves. They bring him back. And I don't know if you also got the news that the Timberwolves also agreed to deal with Kevin Martin, so he's leaving the OKC Thunder. Minnesota is going to be signing him for a 4-year, $28 million deal. And I don't know what your thoughts on how is that going to affect the Thunder going forward. But he's actually the guy who was a centerpiece in the trade with Harden, and now he's moving on to Minnesota with a 4-year, $28 million deal.
Man, it seems like the Thunder can't get a break, man. They decided that they couldn't afford Harden, and I think that was a big, big mistake, sir. I think if they would have kept Harden, not to say they would have had an opportunity to be in the Western Conference Finals, but I think that definitely would have made them at least a good favorite because they needed some scoring power with obviously with Russell Westbrook going down. So you had a lot of bats on Kevin Durant, and he wasn't able to do it by himself. So you know, he couldn't carry the team. So now you pretty much got Harden for nothing, Rob. That's what it seems like. So you lost.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe look at some other moves, the Spurs or re-upping Tiago Splitter. And they gave him a nice contract, too, about 4 years, $36 million. I didn't think he was that kind of a contract. The Pacers, in a surprising move, they rescinded their offer to Tyler Hansbrough. So Tyler Hansbrough is now a free agent. The Pacers initially sent him a qualifying offer, but now the Pacers have rescinded that offer. And now Tyler Hansbrough is a free agent. Look at the Washington Wizards. They agreed to a 4-year deal with Martell Webster. And Nazi Muhammad staying on with the Bulls to be the backup to Joakim Noah. Indiana Pacers did re-up David West a 3-year, $36 million deal. That was a pretty good move on the Pacers front for keeping him. A couple other interesting moves here is Andre Blash decides to stay on with Brooklyn. You look at this Brooklyn roster right now, they may have a starting five next year of Deron Williams, Joe Johnson at guard, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and Brook Lopez up front. What do you think about that roster? Now they re-sign Andre Blash as well.
I'm just, once again, I'm curious how Jason Kidd's going to pull that together. But they definitely got a lot of talent, man. Pierce, you are concerned maybe this is the last go, but definitely mentally the playoff experience, they have to be definitely one of the favorites, as much as I hate to admit that, out of the East, man, right now. So, good moves, especially as far as the mental toughness that certain teams lack. But I'll let you continue, though, sir.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they match up with the Miami Heat, Chicago Bulls, Indiana Pacers, some of the top-tier teams in the Eastern Conference. Of course, I personally think the New York Knicks may take a step backwards going into next year. But we shall see on that front as well. Mike Dunleavy is leaving Milwaukee to go to the Chicago Bulls, so the Bulls get another outside shooter on their team with the expectation of getting Derrick Rose back. And my New Orleans Pelicans make a contract offer to Tyreek Evans from the Sacramento Kings, 4 years, $44 million. Evans hasn't agreed to it yet. I think he's still shopping his services and seeing what's out there. But it looks like he will sign an offer sheet with the New Orleans Pelicans, and the Sacramento Kings will have a few days to match it. Dallas Mavericks, as well as the New York Knicks, both trying to sign Monte Ellis. That should be interesting, explosive guard there. And the Warriors shopping David Lee. So he's a player. The Pistons are trying to sign Josh Smith, as you probably well know, in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And also the Patriots signed C.J. Watson to a deal, point guard, backup point guard from Brooklyn Nets. So that's going to be interesting with Indiana now. You got C.J. Watson, George Hill, and now D.J. Augustine. So you got three point guards. None of them really are great. And so that's one position that they can really use some improvement on. But I still don't know if Watson puts them over the hump. I don't know your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's kind of interesting. I think if you're still trying to find the guy, Rob, if you're signing all these different players, I don't think they're quite satisfied with that with the roster right now. So that's why they're keeping them signing a couple different guys. Like I said, I definitely want to talk real quick. I know Tyreek Evans is getting out of Sacramento at this juncture. Wanted to hear if you thought that was a good move for the Pelicans. And, also at this juncture, I know we'll talk about Dwight Howard and Josh Smith right now because, Pistons gave him the offer. And I'm still surprised on my Laker fans, man. It's surprising that Dwight Howard wants to exit the Lakers and all the billboards are trying to put up and trying to keep him because you're the Lakers, man. You won, 16-something titles? You shouldn't be trying to woo Dwight Howard to come back, man. It's just interesting how this is kind of happening in the free agency world, man. But, like I said, in this instance, Monte Ellis was also a target for the Hawks. But, like you said, I don't think he quite fits what the Hawks are doing as far as the new regime. But, like I said, if you're Dallas, I like that move. And I'm just going to sit back and kind of listen to as far as what you think about as far as, the Pelicans and Tyreek Evans is how do you like that potential move for your guys as we continue to talk in the NBA free agency right now?
Well, it's still kind of hard to say with the Pelicans. What's the direction of the team right now? And obviously, we got a big trade. We're getting Drew Holiday in the draft. I know we're going to talk mm-hmm. about the draft here in a minute. And I personally think that was a great trade for the Pelicans, getting the all-star point guard who can come in and start right away. And now you can have a three-guard rotation with a Holiday and a Gordon and a Gravis Vasquez here. Now, the question is, Are you signing Tariq Evans to play with Eric Gordon, or are you signing Tariq Evans to replace Eric Gordon? So I think we're still a little confused. You know, are you trying to move Eric Gordon, which I think is going to be hard to move Eric Gordon at his contract and his, you know, he's got to prove that he can stay healthy for a long period of time. If you're signing Tariq Evans to play with Eric Gordon, so that means you want to play Tariq Evans at the small forward position. And that's the weakness of the New Orleans Pelicans right now. We don't have a starting caliber small forward. And so a lot of Pelicans fans were interested in Andre Iguodala. And so now you're thinking, here, are you playing Tariq Evans at small forward? He's about 6'6". You know, that's kind of a tweener between the shooting guard and small forward. But Andre Iguodala is about 6'9", long arms, very athletic. But when you compare the two, Iguodala is about 29 years old. Tariq Evans is only 23. Evans is a little bit more explosive of a scorer. Iguodala is probably better defender. And so just real curious to see, you know, what direction the Pelicans are going here. And it looked like, you know, speaking of Iguodala, it looked like he's going to re-sign with the Denver Nuggets. And so it's just interesting to see what the Pelicans are going to do with Evans. If they're trying him out at small forward and he's willing to play that position, and then I think it's a pretty solid move for the Pelicans. It would definitely be an upgrade at the position. And you mentioned Josh Schmidt and Dwight Howard. I think those two guys would really like to play with one another. And I think they're trying to make it happen in Houston. Houston is supposedly dangling Omar Asik and Jeremy Lin so they can fit Dwight Howard and Josh Schmidt under the salary cap. And so that's going to be real interesting to see if they can make that happen. You probably already heard the news. Chris Paul is re-upping with the LA Clippers. 5 years, $107 million deal. I guess when Doc Rivers was signed on, that kind of sealed the deal for Chris Paul to return to the Clippers. And it looked like Doc Rivers is also interested in O.J. Mayo. He would like to have a team of O.J. Mayo, Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, and a big fella in the middle. DeAndre Jordan.
Gotcha. Man, like I said, so we are keeping our ear to the street as far as what's been going on in the with free agency world. I don't want to talk about Dwight Howard just yet, unless you want to, but let's kind of recap the NBA draft. Very interesting. We'll talk about that. We got, you know, the show always flies by, so there's no commercials, so we got 11 minutes to keep talking about some good stuff. Once again, if you want to call in, tell us your thoughts. Man, are you happy with the draft, with your draft picks? Lakers fans, what's going on, man? I know last year we couldn't tell you anything whenever you guys got Dwight Howard and Steve Nash. Now that ship is, like, sinking, it seems like. But call in the show, the number is 424-243-9519, and you can also follow us on Twitter at 12th Man Sports, and we're on Facebook, Talking Sports 12th Man, or if you want to do Facebook.com/12thManSports. So keep it moving, Rob. You know, some recap as far as the NBA draft, and, you know, just we don't have to kind of go into depth because I think you did an excellent job with your mock. Just going to talk about any surprises or teams that you thought that did an excellent job in this draft, and anything else you think you want to add as far as another draft as we recap going into the season.
Well, I mean, obviously there's a couple of surprises. I don't think anybody thought Cleveland would take Anthony Bennett with the number one pick in the draft. Now, mind you, I think Anthony Bennett is a heck of a ball player and could be, you know, a really good ball player in the NBA for years to come. He's kind of like a Charles Barkley, Larry Johnson type prospect, where I think he's 6'7", very athletic, can run the floor. He can really shoot the ball pretty well, too. And he's the kind of guy that can take the rebound and run it coast-to-coast himself. So he's got that kind of athleticism. So it's going to be interesting. I think Cleveland's plan is a plan by the small forward, which I think is smart because you already have Tristan Thompson and Anderson Varejao on the roster. And so here's a guy, albeit surprising, I think he's definitely a guy that's going to be a player in the NBA for a long time. Victor Oladipo, I think, was a very safe pick at number two for Orlando. I think this guy, you know, some players could be boom or bust. I can tell you this, I don't think Oladipo will be a bust. Will he be a superstar? That's kind of hard to say, but I don't think he'll be a bust. He works hard. He defends well. I think if anything, he's at least could become a 13 to 17 point game scorer in the NBA. He's very athletic. I think that was a safe pick by Orlando. Washington getting Otto Porter, I think another very athletic player. Don't have any problems with that pick. You know, Charlotte, very surprisingly, seemed like they just make bad moves year after year. Very shocked they took Cody Zeller at the number 4 position. You know, I think he should have been somewhere at the bottom of the top 10, somewhere between 8 and 12 in his draft. He can run the floor. He's athletic, but I question his toughness at that height. Is he a 7-foot small forward or is he a 7-foot center? His toughness is a definitely question, and I question whether he can be a center in the NBA because he just lacks toughness.
Real quick, Rob, Phoenix getting that. That's another thing. And I want to pause real quick before we talk about that, too, real quick. I want to talk about that thing because if you're the Charlotte Bobcats, I think this, you know, I don't know what it is with Kansas players, you know, like Paul Pierce dropped it. You had Ben McLemore right there. You needed scoring. He provides scoring. I agree with you 100%. That was a scratcher because they could have literally saw a lot of moves. And I think he could have been he had the potential to be a great player, Rob. So I don't mean to, like, cut you off, but I just thought that was a mistake on their part whenever they had a guy that could have been the face of the franchise. So continue. I apologize, sir.
Oh, no problem at all. I like the feedback there. Alex Lynn, I like the pick for Phoenix, giving them some interior presence. Nerlens Noel is, of course, being picked by New Orleans, but he's being traded to Philly. We talked about this already. I think it was a great move by the Pelicans, getting Drew Holiday. Ben McLemore, I still think, has the best chance of being a star in his draft. So I think that's a great pickup by the Sacramento Kings. Kentavious Caldwell, another guy with great potential. And number 9, Trey Burke to Minnesota, but he's being traded to Utah. I think that was also a very solid move for the Utah Jazz to actually be getting him in a trade as well.
Good stuff. You wait for me to comment on that? Is that the Robert Pauses of the Catch His Breath? I'll jump in here and talk about this, real quick. And obviously we're going to keep it going. You know, obviously C.J. McCollum came off with Portland. I know they got some challenges with Portland, with LaMarcus Aldridge not kind of happy with what's going down. We'll see how it's going on. If you're the Jazz, man, Jazz are loading up, Rob. Just a quick little side note as far as that, man. So we'll kind of keep an eye on what's going on with them, too. You know, Michael Carter-Williams going a lot of movement here right now for the same situation. I know they've been doing some trades and stuff like that. It's been hard to keep up with what's going down. So hopefully I'm doing a good job as far as, you know, movements and stuff like that, too, because right now I don't really want to talk too much about what's going down because, you know, until certain moves were officially kicked off for July the 1st, so we can make moves as well.
And Michael Carter-Williams is going to go to Philadelphia, so Philadelphia is coming out of this draft with Michael Carter-Williams as well as Nerlens Noel.
Yes, you got a big, and you got your point guard too. He's a pretty big point guard too, so we'll see how that plays out as far as some other options. So I like them coming from Syracuse too. That was a great pickup too. I know we were going to talk about some other moves here, and you know we got about 7 minutes as we keep the show moving along. I did want to make a quick comment, sir, because you know I don't want to go over every single pick, Rob, but just wanted to kind of like you said, there's been a lot of international players that are being picked. Your thoughts on that and kind of some future stuff, too, because a lot of players that we recognize are going in the late second rounds, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I tell you what, as far as international players go, you look at the Dennis Schroeder, the guy who the Hawks picked up in his draft. He's a guy that would potentially be a steal in his draft at the point guard position. He got long arms, very athletic. I think he could be a cross between a Rondo and Tony Parker kind of player. So he has a potential to be a steal in his pick, I mean his draft. Sergei Karasev from Russia going to Cleveland at 19.
Mm-hmm.
He might be the international player that can at least come in and play right away. He may not have the most upside, but he's the kind of guy that can probably come in and play right away. A great shooter, and he could be a guy that could be playing with Kyrie Evans. They can kick the ball out, and he can knock down those 3-point shots. I think that was a solid pick for Cleveland. I think he could be a great player coming off the bench for the Cavaliers.
I like it. And that's so, like you talk about, I mean, we're not just, you know, kind of talking about, there's a lot of international players, players are making some moves, and we're excited if you're a Hawk player. You may not recognize all the names, which is something that as you start following the draft, like you're used to having players you can kind of know. And all those players went in the second round, but, you know, definitely said something for the state of the NBA, obviously being an international game, but, you know, also the talent that we have in the States, too. We got about 5 or so minutes, Rob. I do want to make a quick point about something that, you know, we always wrap up one draft, we talk about next year. Next year seems to be the great draft. You know, obviously you got Andrew Wiggins out there. You got Jabari Parker. You got Marcus Smart, if you will. I mean, I know we always, as soon as we get rid of one draft, we're already looking to the next year. So I'm excited about the future with that, too. And I don't know if you want to talk about 2014. I know it's what we do. You know, we're already, like, moving on. But, you know, that seems to be, like, the draft, if you're trying to, like, not say you're trying to, like, you know, take the season or anything like that, because it's impossible with the lottery system. But very curious to see. It's going to be a pretty good draft as far as next year's class coming out.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned three names right there that could easily be in the top three of next year's draft. Obviously, every GM thinks that Andrew Wiggins is going to be a number one pick in next year's draft. And so it's a lot of pressure on Wiggins. But every team, every GM seems to think he is the clear-cut favorite for the number one pick. They're saying that this is the best prospect to come in the league since 2003 when LeBron James came in. He's that good.
Wow. I like it. You know, Julius Randle, you got another guy from Kentucky. Glenn Robinson,
yes,
the third.
Randle,
I mean, like
too.
I said, yep, so that's good. We'll keep an eye on that draft. I just wanted to make that quick point because I know it's like we're always excited because as soon as we get ready to run draft, oh, yeah, next year this player is coming out. But as we get ready to show up.
Next year's top five is going to be really strong in the NBA draft. Obviously, this year's draft doesn't have that kind of star power. A lot of good players in this draft, but not the superstars in this draft. Next year's draft is going to be extremely strong, especially in the top five. You may have 4 or 5 all-stars in the top five next year's draft.
Wow. Like I said, can't wait to hear that. We're definitely going to talk about, as much as I hate to talk about Dwight Howard, we're going to push that in the OT portion. And we're
right, Mayor number two.
We're going to finish talking up that. We're going to also talk about some NFL Super Bowl predictions. But so we're right at the two-minute mark, Rob. And if you don't mind, I would love for you to kind of like share your thoughts as far as, you know, as we get ready to set up the OT portion and also next week.
Yeah, we certainly once again appreciate you all tuning in and listening. You know, I know you guys can't listen to our OT portion live, but tomorrow will be available for you if you have work and nothing to do, bored. You know, click on the same link to listen to our OT portion on tomorrow. And also join us on next Tuesday night. It's going to be 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 8 Pacific, and 5 p.m. for our friends out in Hawaii. We're going to have a lot to talk about. We should have some further information about where some of these players are going in free agency. We're getting closer and closer to the NFL training camp as well. So we're still going to have a lot to talk about, people. Make sure you join our show on next week. Once again, catch our OT portion on tomorrow. Catch us live on next Tuesday. Have a great night, people.
I'm pretty excited, too, because next week we have the opportunity, Robin. I wanted to talk to you before the show, but you shouldn't get a chance to catch up about that. But I may have an opportunity to talk to a guest, Mr. Patrick Flowers. He actually does a lot of things as far as helping athletes overcome mental stuff as far as a mental aspect of the game. So keep tuning as far as that. So we'll definitely give you some more details before next week. So we'll try to get that hyped up. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a good show next week. We always enjoy your feedback. Definitely follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. And, yeah, that's what it's all about. So once again, stay tuned for that. And I don't know if, Rob, there's anything else you want to say as we get ready to jump into the OT portion of the show. But as mentioned, follow us, and we'll talk to you guys very, very soon. Unless you have anything else to say, Rob.
That's about it, people. Make sure you join us our OT portion on tomorrow and as well as our live show on next Tuesday night. Good night, people.
Good night, people. And once again, we appreciate everyone's patience. I know had some little technical difficulties jumping right into that, but that's okay. We can roll with the punches. But we are now officially in the OT portion of the show. And as mentioned, Robert's favorite player, Dwight Howard, has been meeting with a couple different people. He's been meeting with the Lakers, apparently, Golden State. I don't know. I'm sick of keeping track of Mr. Dwight
Howard. Dallas, Houston, Atlanta.
That's the supposed track. But, I'm sure at the end of the day, you've been hearing a lot of different reports about this guy. I do think eventually he's probably going to end up in Houston just because of the circumstances with no state income tax. He's not the man. He can have somebody to kind of take the burden off of him with James Harden. I think that that's a good move because Kevin McHale is a great coach, I think. They have the history with big men, with Hakeem Olajuwon. I think it's a good fit. So that's kind of where I think he's ended up going. If that's the case, Rob, and obviously this is speculation, do you think that puts Houston in the opportunity to become Eastern Conference finalist, in the finals? So I'm going to hear your thoughts about that too, and then we'll talk about some other free agency stuff, and as we get ready to talk about the Super Bowl predictions for the NFL.
Well, it's going to be really interesting. I mean, I totally agree with you. I think Dwight Howard is going to be H-Town bound. I think he's going to Houston to be a part of the Rockets. And he's hoping to get another great player to come along with them. I think he would really like for he and Josh Schmidt and James Harden to play together. And that should be a really intriguing team. But I tell you what, the Spurs are still going to be there. And even though they're getting older, they still just keep seems to hang around. And they play well together as a ball club. You have to wonder, if you get a guy like Josh Schmidt to come play with him in Houston, how good of, what kind of basketball IQ does Josh Schmidt have as a player? Extremely athletic, but is he smart enough to help that team compete with the Spurs? That's going to be really interesting right there. Dwight Howard, I'm amazed at how many teams are still recruiting him because I don't really think he's as good as he was a few years ago. So it's going to be really interesting. I think James Harden is really turning himself into be a top 5 or 6 players in the NBA. I think he's really become a really good player. And I think if you're looking at it, OKC, I think the player, if you had to give up one, I would have gave up Russell Westbrook and kept Durant and Harden together. I know it's kind of easy to second guess. But I think Harden is really becoming a top 5 or 6 player in the NBA right now. And you could have easily got a quality point guard to replace Russell Westbrook.
Well, I think Russell Westbrook definitely proved how important he is to OKC, though, Rob. I agree with you as far as, it's tougher to get a great point guard, but you can definitely get by with having some scorers around you. I agree with you wholeheartedly that, they should have kept Harden. And like you said, but it's interesting too, Rob, because if Harden didn't have Durant, would he have exploded like he did? Because now that he's out of the shadow of Kevin Durant, it's interesting to see that, it is pretty interesting to kind of see what's going on with as you kind of follow, free agency and kind of the development of certain players, because, you get the confidence, and next thing you know, boom, here's Harden. Right now, I don't know if OKC has enough right now to even be in contention because, like you say, a couple moves and some other teams are right there in it. Like the Clippers, you got to like what the moves the Clippers have made. That's almost very surprising. Never heard me say that whenever the Lakers are taking a dive. And it's just interesting to kind of see the progression of what's going on in the free agency.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting right here. Like I said, right now, just looking at the way the teams are set up right now, it's still hard for me to put anybody over the Spurs in the Western Conference. Yeah, even with them getting a year older next year, as of right now, I still see them as a favorite in the Western Conference going into next season.
Yeah, until somebody knocks them out, I agree with you. You got to assume that they are the favorites. Definitely going to see the Western Conference. But we'll see what happens. Obviously, this is – we're just wrapping up the season and the NBA draft, and we're already talking about what's happening next year. But that's what we do. We keep it real. We have some fun, as always. as we keep moving along. Anything else you want to talk about, Rob, before we jump into the NFL? I don't know if you want to mention anything else. The NBA, shocking news, or anything that just wanted to kind of like mention this for the listeners?
Oh, I think we pretty much covered the Dwight Howard situation. I think we both expect him to go to Houston. And so now it's just a matter of can they get another star caliber player to join he and Harden in Houston? Houston is trying to, but can they make it happen?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, Rob. It's just I'm not sure if certain teams have enough, you know, firepower. We'll see how it plays out. I guess I do want to talk about, I was thinking about asking you something, but we're going to keep moving because we only got about 10 minutes or so left. Let's talk about the NFL and our predictions and a lot of fun things that's been going on with that. We love the NFL. We love the NBA too. So as we transition, switch gears. And Super Bowl predictions, Rob. There have been a lot of moves in free agency. There's some favorites out there. I am going to allow you, I'm going to be the gentleman. I'm going to start with you, Rob, and just kind of throw it out. Who do you think are going to be in the NFL Super Bowl and your predictions on why?
Well, I spent a good bit of time on this, and I'm going to go with the San Francisco 49ers and the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl. We look at this 49ers ball club. They're just loaded with talent on the defensive side of the ball, and they have enough to get by offensively. I mean, losing Crabtree is a big blow, but Vernon Davis and a few other solid receivers, getting Anquan Boldin, still a solid running game. You have to play Kaepernick for the run and the pass, and this is just a window of opportunity for them at the moment. So I'm going to have to say the 49ers in the NFC. And I think Denver gets over the hump, and I think Peyton Manning gets one more crack at it to get his team a Super Bowl victory. And that's who I'm going with in the Super Bowl.
Man, I think Tim Tebow's going to figure out a way how to take the Patriots to the next level, man. So I like – no, I'm just joking.
You have to find a way to get his name in the show, huh?
Hey man, I am contractually obligated.
Are you on Tim Tebow's payroll?
I am, man. I am. I'm on the payroll, man. So contractually, I got to put him in every show. Anyway, oh man, I'm gonna just to be different. I'm just gonna try to do something a little bit different, Rob. I'm gonna be the homer as much as it's gonna be a tough game, man. 49ers, Seahawks. I will see them in the playoffs, like the Falcons in the Super Bowl. And I also like the Houston Texans in the Super Bowl, only because I think that they just missed a couple opportunities, got some injuries late in the year. But I just want to be different. Today is July the 2nd. We can make stuff up almost a year in advance. So there you go. How you like them apples, Rob?
You're picking your team, the Falcons? Is that a bias opinion or – are you picking with your head or your heart?
I'm picking with a little bit of both this time. I mean, I know it's a homer pick, but the impact of Steven Jackson is pretty big, man. I really do believe that that's something that, you know, he's focused. I don't know if you've been – we've been listening to a lot of reports here. That's not without any challenges. I mean, I don't think we're going to – I know it's going to sound weird. I don't think we'll have a better record like we did last year. We're not going to be 13-3. Probably have, you know – definitely a couple more losses, but I think the team will be better. We'll be a better team in that instance. Not without some challenges, obviously, from our NFC South components with the Saints and also with the Bucks. It's not going to be a cakewalk by any means, but you got to beat who's in front of you, too. So unless anything catastrophic happens, I'm knocking on wood right now. That's who I like as far as the representative for the Super Bowl. So, yeah, take it or leave it.
Yeah, and of course, Atlanta's got a lot of talent offensively. My question to you is, do you think they have enough talent on defense to get to the Super Bowl?
You know, I don't think we're any worse, honestly, in this juncture. You know, you add an OC. There's a possibility of Richard Seymour being added. You know, our secondary, as young as we got, I think.
Seymour's 45 years old.
No, he's not 45, man. You got to be crazy, man. He's that old. Probably 46. But, you know, we'll keep him. Like I said, I mean, we definitely added a lot of younger players, man. So, you know, I think offensively that's going to be the strength, no doubt. And we just didn't have the capability of running the ball last year to kind of keep the defense off the field. So whenever you couple that, you know, with Mike Nolan kind of had his fingerprints in this draft. So I think, you know, like I said, we've got some players that we've been developing. And it may not be a lot of big-time names, but I think you got a team that's very focused and ready to go. So, like I said, we will see what happens when it goes down, my friend. How you like them apples?
Sounds good to me. Let's make it do what it do.
Bro, I'm just making up stuff, man. I love it. Oh, man, it is good stuff. Real quick, as we I don't know if there's anything you wanted to kind of, like, talk about, Rob, because there are some I know we're kind of – we do a good job as far as keeping track as far as what's been going on in the sports world and whatnot. I don't know if there's anything you wanted to mention, because I did want to – before I did want to, like I said, make a quick note about possibly next week and some guests that we're going to have too. So I'll let you kind of say your piece as I get ready to talk about that. But it's on you, my friend.
Oh, wow. I think we can kind of go ahead and start wrapping up the show. We pretty much covered everything we want to talk about. Next week, of course, we want to get into some more NBA free agency recap and start continuing to preview the NFL season as we get closer and closer to that. And pretty soon here, we're going to start getting some college football predictions. So you guys don't want to miss our shows coming up here in the next couple of months. Every Tuesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 8 Pacific, 5 Hawaiian, and Wednesday morning at 5 a.m. in Germany, people. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah, and like I said, so I know I got to talk to my co-host about this, but Rob, we're going to love to get your feedback, too, because I'll go talk about next week. We could have a guest. I know we every now and then we get a chance to talk to some people, but as mentioned, I got a gentleman by the name of Patrick Flowers. He actually has a business that helps athletes overcome mental and emotional blocks to help them take their game to a higher level. So we'll definitely talk about that. He's got a website which kind of talks about kind of being a personal athletic performance training. There's a lot of sports psychology, Rob, just to let you know what that's about. So, you know, he's actually located here in Atlanta, Georgia. I know he reached out to us as far as reached out to me and about joining us and possibly, you know, coming on the show to talk about that. So I think it's going to be good. Very interesting, and we'll throw the websites and all that fun stuff next week. So that's what I got. If we have some time for that, Rob, that would be great. So I'd love to get your feedback on that. And, yeah, as we get ready to wrap up another successful show talking sports with the 12 men.
That sounds great to me. I'm looking forward to it. So it'll be a great guest for us to have on the show next week. And hopefully we can have some great education on the show for some athletes out there as well.
Love it. Well, as mentioned, like I said, we appreciate everyone that listens to the show. As mentioned before, I'll make sure that I'll jump in. I had a little technical difficulty with that, but like I said, the show must go on. We enjoyed everyone. As mentioned, follow us on Facebook. We've done a great job as far as keeping an eye on what's been going on with the NBA free agency. Like we talked about, we got college football around the corner. You know, college camps will be starting up soon. NFL is going to be kicking off, man. It's going to be an exciting time. And, yeah, that's what it's all about. So we are wrapping up. Today was Tuesday, July the 2nd. Thank you so much for listening. Anything else you want to say, Rob?
I think that's it, people. We certainly wish you all would join us on next Tuesday night. Once again, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 8 Pacific, 5 p.m. for our good friends in Hawaii. Good night, people.
Good night, people.